The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter.
Rock 107 WIRX, it's Brock, it's Hunter.
Good morning.
Is it a good morning, Hunter?
It's a great morning.
Is it really?
This must be my entrance to the winner's circle.
Obviously, the big news, everyone's talking about Super Bowl 51, the Patriots making an epic comeback. We just got a call, and a guy, he made a good point. Everyone's calling it the greatest comeback. Why don't they call it the greatest collapse? Well, people enjoy a comeback story better than, than you know, a collapse story.
They did kind of drop the ball there a little bit.
Kind of. Good God.
Yeah.
It was.
They just needed one field goal, man. They could have won that game.
And even just a longer
possession.
Series possession. Right. You know, they were in and out, never gave their defense a rest.
Would you say at one point Atlanta didn't have the ball for an hour?
Well, that was actually after when Atlanta finally got the ball in the third quarter. Mm-hmm. So their first possession, they had not been on the field. The Atlanta offense had not been on the field in over an hour.
Right.
That's insane.
You can get cold.
Obviously,
they did.
Well, and your adrenaline wears off, everything like that. And you have to deal with the fact that it's a longer, instead of a 15-minute halftime, it's over a half hour. Could be about 35-minute halftime. That changes completely. But I guarantee you have a team, their adrenaline's up. You know, they're playing hot. They're playing good, putting points on the board. Then they got to sit for an hour.
And, you know, Atlanta came out of halftime like they were still on fire.
Yeah.
They still scored.
Second possession.
Yeah.
In the third quarter, they still had, it took until there was under 2 minutes left in the third quarter when New England finally got their first touchdown of the game. Unbelievable.
And then
they missed the extra point. They were like, oh, okay, that's fine. Whatever.
You couldn't do anything right. Yeah,
and then they couldn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
God. So
just
upset. Caught
fire.
I'm so upset. You were saying when Roger Goodell had to give the trophy to the Patriots owner.
Oh, yeah, you could just tell he was salty, man.
That's the I guarantee Roger did not want the Patriots to win because of that fact.
Oh yeah, for sure. And you know what? The owner, I can't remember his name. I wish I remember his name, but he even mentioned, he's like, this is a special year for us, if you know what I mean. You know, kind of rubbing it into Roger Goodell's face, like, you know, what's up?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Take my best player away. Wait, we're still going to win the Super
games.
Bowl.
Yeah,
that's right. And again, take my best player away, for cheating. For cheating. We're still going to win.
Yeah. Couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it.
Me, like, 90%. Me, except, myself and 98% of the country. Minus that little chunk there in New England, and you are happy.
You know that last play, man, when they got that pass interference, went to the 1 yard line. We were just all talking about that's it.
They had four plays on the 1.5 yard line to score a touchdown and win the game.
It's gonna happen.
It happened.
Yeah.
And I'm not happy about it. Rock 10.